There is one thing I am not comfortable with, is to call people, especially when I don't know people, the guy. But even when I have to call some people I know, I am not comfortable. But really not. It's since I am a kid, because I was unable to phone to call a doctor when my mother was ill. And I think since this day, it's a trauma for me. But for my business, I cannot stay like that. I cannot not do anything. I cannot not call a lead, a customer, a friend. It's a part of my business. So when I have to move forward in this kind of uncomfortable situation, I have a tip. I have a hack. I launched to myself my Imperfect Action Challenge. It's quite the same as the challenge I have launched 10 days ago, the one imperfect action per day. But here it's, well, in fact, it's quite the same. So today, since several days, in fact, I have in my checklist, to-do list, call leads. Call the guy I know since years. Call guys that are exactly my dream customer. And I have the list, because every year I manage this list. And today, my imperfect action was to leave a voicemail to at least, well, today, to one person, to one lead. And in fact, this, it's very emotional for me to move with this kind of action, to call people that I don't know or I know, but I call to sell something. It's not usual for me. There is a lot of trauma. So it's a lot of emotional, and to move forward, I just say to myself, hey, Jerome, you just today, just call, just email someone, just send a message to only one person. Step one. Step two, to accept that this message would not be the perfect message to sail my cruise for the next summer in Corsica. It's paradise. I have finished my voicemail to this guy explaining him that, okay, sorry if I disturb you, but it's quite impossible for me not to share this amazing cruise in paradise, Corsica, the place in the world where it's quite the more expensive week of the year in this place. Because it's crazy, Corsica. It's really crazy. Amazing. So step two is just to accept to do a small action and an imperfect action. No, step three. Now I have done what I have to do. It's now out of my control. I just did today what I have to do. And tomorrow I will challenge myself to the, hey, Jerome, you are still uncomfortable, but remember, yesterday you did it. So tomorrow I will say to myself, okay, just call someone else. Only one people. But the fact is that maybe tomorrow, or it's sure after some days, I will call not one person per day, but two or three. Because I will have more and more confidence because I will have done it the day before and 2 days before and so on. So I will have break my uncomfortable situation. It's what I wanted to share to you. If you are like me, do not wait. Just re-listen this podcast if needed. Just write the two simple steps and do it. Do not wait. Because if you go to another content, to another podcast, you will not apply if this experience sharing is just my experience. I'm sure that some people are like me. So if you are concerned about this kind of uncomfortable action, just take a break. Write these two steps and planify. If possible, do it right now. Do your imperfect action just after this podcast. Do not wait. Thank you very much for listening, and probably talk to you tomorrow on the next podcast.